Well, I've arrived bright and early at the Tootingbeck Lido, and it's not even 7 o'clock yet, it's 10 to 7, and there's a lot of activity here. Now, the reason why I'm here early is because today, sadly in a way, marks the end of the membership year. Well, not that's not entirely true, marks the end of the pool being open for members only, which means as from tomorrow, Saturday, May the 28th, the Lido will be open for the public. So, you might remember that on April 1st, Sangeeta organized a group dive of the Tootingbeck bells and Tootingbeck Lido bows to all dive in together at 7 o'clock in the morning in the deep end, just to celebrate, really, the beginning of the new season at the Lido. Well, and today, she's organized a similar thing, just in reverse, which will be the group dive of the Tootingbeck bows and Tootingbeck bells, let me get it right, to mark the end of a couple of months where the water has been warmer, the days have been glorious, and we had the pool to ourselves. But hey, it's a memorable moment, and it's a bit overcast, which is a bit of a shame. There's loads of people swimming already. You've got the sharks are in. There's quite a lot of wetsuit swimmers who, of course, will start to come more and more regularly now because they start training for their triathlons, and they're pretty good swimmers, some of them, I must say. And then, of course, we still have all the other swimmers that are upping their game and swimming more and longer. We've got Tricky and we've got Margie training for the Champion of Champions, which is an amazing swim where they do 5 miles, then they do 3 miles, and then they do 1 mile, all in Dover, I think it is. And then we've also got Stephanie, who's training to swim for a relay of the Channel this year, and next year she'll do a solo. Yesterday she swam 76 length, which is pretty amazing. I must ask her actually how long it took her. Anyway, I'm here one in advance for 7 o'clock, and check in with me when they're all diving in.